You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the last few weeks, I've been keeping up with the calls being made by people working in the arts and culture sector for more consistent and reliable government support, and that the reason it is needed is to get people through the red setting. This is because red means for many industry workers that jobs and income have been lost completely. Last week, the government announced that $121 million of relief funding for the arts and culture sector had been made available. To give you a very brief rundown again on what that funding entails, firstly, the Arts and Culture Event Support Scheme will be boosted by $70 million and extended to end in April 2022 to the 31st of January 2023 for events that were planned before the move to red. The Cultural Sector Emergency Relief Fund has been provided an additional $35.5 million to fund more direct support for individuals and organisations. The limit on funding for individual organisations has been increased from $100,000 to $300,000. A one-off grant of $5,000 will be made available to eligible self-employed individuals, sole traders in the arts and culture sector who have lost income or opportunities to work, and the Screen Production Recovery Fund has been boosted by a further $15 million. I spoke to Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Carmel Cipollone, about this announcement last week, and we also spoke about what response she had for people who felt the relief funding was simply not enough. The general consensus for people working in the arts and culture industry on social media seems to be that this is a good start. This was a good announcement to have today. However, people are sort of concerned that this package does not go far enough to provide sustained support, I suppose, considering that we are looking at uncertain times with the pandemic as it continues.
Yeah, and you know, I do understand, you know, people's nervousness, particularly in the arts sector. Internationally, our arts sector, the cultural sector, have been hugely impacted by the pandemic. I guess the thing to keep in mind is that the $120 million that's been announced today is on top of the $374 million that was announced through the Arts Recovery Package back in 2020. And that is by no means expended yet. That, you know, a lot of that funding is being used over the next 2 to 3 years, or next 2 years in particular, to be able to ensure that we are supporting the art sector and artists to be able to survive through what is a challenging time. And so I guess it's important to look at the whole suite of supports and funding and investments that have been put in place. And we do continue to look at the situation where we can pivot funding, where we can expand, where we can do more. And I think our track record shows that we're certainly committed to doing that. But we will just, as a government, be committed to watching the space and seeing if there's anything else that we need to do moving forward. And we're committed to doing that with the arts sector.
So, in getting that response from the Minister, I caught up with promoter rep and freelance tour manager Saren Model. I actually spoke with Saren last week about what help there is available for people in the arts, music and events industry, and Saren made it very clear that there isn't really much out there. So, I wanted to hear this week, now that this announcement has been made, what Saren thinks of the announcement and whether that has boosted what help there is available out there. So I will basically talk to her about what her thoughts are on the announcement, what she feels the general consensus is in the arts, music, events industry sector, and then also what her position was on that comment that I just played for you there from Carmel Cipollone about the relief funding. Here is Saren now.
My initial response I went through some phases. My first response was being a bit frustrated and disappointed when I first read it, because it didn't really address some of the key issues that we had seen, namely that it didn't provide any kind of wage or fixed cost support for businesses, and it also didn't really provide any kind of immediate assistance for those of us who had lost a huge amount of work, and that it was still relying really heavily on the Ministry of Culture and Heritage Arts and Culture Event Support Scheme. About 12 hours after that, I felt a little bit more optimistic, and I allowed myself to just, I guess, take any kind of win at that point, and to be grateful that our voices had been heard in some capacity. So I felt that way for a couple of days, being sort of cautiously optimistic. And, you know, my response publicly was, the devil is going to be in the details in this, but I am cautiously optimistic, and I'll wait to sort of find out more information about these things. Obviously, it was, you know, we got a press release that didn't have a huge amount of detail in it, and so I just was withholding. I was withholding my sort of final judgment on things. And then fast forwarding to, say, the last sort of 2 to 3 days, I've really returned to the I'm slightly frustrated and disappointed part. After going into a bit more detail with what they've done to the MCH event support scheme, they've expanded it in a couple of key ways, which is great, but fundamentally we're still overly reliant on that event support scheme to provide economic supports for an entire industry, and it still remains not fit for purpose, and it still has some serious issues with the trickle-down structure of it.
Do you feel like that this has sort of been a reaction that's been shared by many across the sector? Is this sort of a feeling that everybody's sort of got, or have you seen, I don't know, some people be more negative or some people be more positive?
I would say, I think the sentiment that this is unfortunately not not the kind of support that we had hoped for is broadly shared. I will say that my sort of optimism on day one of the of just, you know, wanting to sort of take the win was actually faced with a lot of different feelings from other people. And I felt like I was in the minority of people who were willing to sort of take it as a net gain. I would say the initial reaction and the reaction that has persisted over the last week from most people is, like, I still don't have access to any of this support. For your average small business, your venue, your production company, or, you know, sole trader who's, a live tech, we still don't have any access to that support. We're still reliant on finding out from promoters if they've applied for these event support schemes. We're still waiting on details for that emergency $5,000 one-off grant, which is effectively a lump sum eight-week wage subsidy, which is good. But it won't be open for applications until the end of the month, and we don't even have confirmed eligibility or application requirements until probably another 2 weeks from now. I understand that the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, Mana Sutonga, is working overtime to try and get all of these details sorted, and, you know, I appreciate there's a lot of really hardworking people who are doing the absolute best that they can within the ministry to try and help us, but unfortunately, I think we're still sitting here not being able to access any support and not seeing anything coming down the pipe in the future to be able to help us.
Now, I did speak to the Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Carmel Cipollone, last week, and she basically, in our interview, explained what the focus of the funding was. But I also spoke to her about some of the concerns that had been raised on Twitter on the day about potentially it not being quite enough. And her response to that was to sort of keep in mind that this latest announcement is just another fund on top of the $370 million arts recovery package that was announced in 2020, which is still far from being expended, according to the minister, and that she also said that it could be relied upon by the sector for the next couple of years. How do you feel about that?
It sounds like a good statement to say, like, hey, there's still money that we haven't spent. Like, that sounds positive, but how you spend it is going to be the key kicker, right? Like, if it's just going to go into more of the arts and culture event scheme support, then that still doesn't solve the problems that we've been pointing out with that scheme in particular. So I guess that sounds nice, but I'd want to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all I've got for you.
Also, just make a quick little shout out
to
APRA AMCOS New Zealand. So APRA AMCOS in New Zealand and Australia has recently announced that they'll be paying out live performance royalties for cancelled festival appearances for artists, which, you know, APRA royalties are not going to single-handedly save anyone, but I think it's a really solid move from them. And considering that that's the arena they operate in, the way that they're looking to, you know, try and support artists through it, I think is really positive. So if there's any artists out there who have had festival appearances cancelled, to go check out the APRA MCOS New Zealand website and find out how they can apply. The applications close on February 28th, I believe. So if you were due to make some live music royalties, go check it out and look after yourself.
That was Saren Model, who is a promoter rep and freelance tour manager, speaking about her thoughts on the latest announcement from the government in regards to COVID relief funding for the arts and culture sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.